Pat Robertson on mistaking Glock for Taser. We don't have the finest in the police department. By Pam Key on April 15, 2021. Televangelist Pat Robertson during Thursday's The 700 Club on CBN argued the finest did not work at police departments. After he demonstrated the difference between a Glock handgun and a taser while discussing former police officer Kim Potter's claim that she mistook her sidearm for a taser in the killing of Dante Wright, Robertson said, "There's just no comparison." He continued, "Now how she made the difference, when she shot that poor guy to death, saying this is what I thought was my taser. And if you can't tell the difference in the feel of those things, it's crazy, you know I am pro-police, folks. I think we need the police, we need their service. And they do a good job, but if they don't stop this onslaught, they cannot do this." Referencing the viral video of the Virginia traffic stop of Army Lieutenant Karen Nazario, Robertson said, "You know the police in Virginia picked up a lieutenant in the Army and began to give him trouble. And our state police are highly trained, but why they don't stop this? And this thing that's going on in Minnesota with the Derek Chauvin. I mean, they ought to put him under the jail. He has caused so much trouble by kneeling on the death of George Floyd. I mean, on his neck, it's just terrible what's happening. And the police, why don't they open their eyes to what the public relations are? They've got to stop this stuff." Co-host Terry Meeusen said, "Maybe they need more training. Consistent training." Robertson said, "I think the problem is they've got to pay them more. We don't have the finest in the police department. They're low-paid people, Terry. They don't get adequate. It's not a question of training. It's a question of hiring a more superior workforce, and we aren't doing it. But we need police, we need them, and we need to honor them. And I'm all for it, but at the same time, we cannot have a bunch of clowns running around who are underpaid and who really are not the best and brightest. We've got to have the best in there." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.